The death toll from a deadly attack in the French town of Nice has risen to 80. Dozens of people were also injured as a truck rammed into a crowd at the Bastille Day celebrations. Identity papers of a French Tunisian person has been found in the truck. The French president has extended the state of emergency for another 3 months following the truck attack in southern France. François Hollande said the attack was clearly a terrorist act. He also called on army reservists to boost security across the country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has held a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. The two sides have discussed cooperation to find a solution to the Syria crisis. The U.S. has offered Russia a broad new military partnership in Syria, including intelligence and targeting sharing. The U.S. Congress is set to release a report detailing possible ties of Saudi Arabia to the perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks in New York. The top secret documents are part of a congressional investigation of the attacks. They have been classified since the report's completion in 2002. Daesh terrorists say they have downed a Syrian warplane near the city of Deir ez-Zor. The pilot of the MiG fighter jet is said to have been killed in the crash. A UK-based opposition group has confirmed the news, but the Syrian government is yet to comment on the issue. Egypt has sentenced 10 people to prison and financial fines over protesting against President Sisi's decision to hand over two islands to Saudi Arabia. They were each sentenced to 3 years in jail and paying a nearly $10,000 fine. The defendants can appeal the verdict. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has urged his arch-rival Riek Machar to cooperate with him to bring back peace to the country. Salva Kiir says he doesn't want more bloodshed in South Sudan. Last Friday, intense fighting between security forces and troops loyal to Machar left over 270 people dead.